It's HBR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Today, we are welcoming back the lead singer of Incubus. They have shows tonight and tomorrow at the Republic. It has been a few years since he has been on with us, and it's Brandon Boyd. Hey, Brandon, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Touring for this Incubus 8th record, 8 it's called, Pretoria, Cape Town, Tokyo, Osaka, Manila, Kuala Lumpur, Jakarta, Singapore. Even saw something where it looked like you guys were in India. It's an amazing series of destinations.
Yeah, touring for us has become the main thing that we do. Most of the places were return visits, but there were a couple of new places. South Africa, it was the first time we'd ever been there. But then we also got to visit India for the first time. But there's also this bittersweet occasion to it as well, because I've been dreaming of visiting India my entire life, but we're there for like 3 days. So that being said, though, it's been an incredible trip.
And when you talk about it being bittersweet, I know as a socially conscious person who really cares about the environment and other living creatures, it must also be difficult when you go to either of those places, actually. In India, a third of all people there don't even use a restroom on an indoor basis. Poverty
right.
is of an epic proportion that most Americans can't even imagine. Then you think about South Africa, one of the most epic poaching crises anywhere on Earth, the rhinoceros, the country that's the number one custodian for one of the oldest animals on the planet, which is getting wiped out for its horn for citizens of China and Vietnam. When you're in these places, do those issues ever touch you when you think about the struggles that are going on there?
Yeah, absolutely. You can't ignore it. There's no way to not see these things. Even driving around for an afternoon in India, you know, you see a way of life that's just vastly different than what most Americans know by American standards or by Western standards would be debilitating poverty. But then you see some of the most wonderfully warm and kind, welcoming people that you've ever encountered.
Mm.
There are some lessons there, I think. But the cool thing about that is that we get to take a snapshot and come back later when we're not touring and visit. We drift through these places under such privileged conditions. But then that gives us kind of this interesting opportunity to do some cool work here and there as well. When we were in South Africa, we had a couple of days off, and we ended up working with the Pilanesberg Wildlife Trust and went into the Pilanesberg National Park. And we tagged along with this team of conservationists who are out there protecting the rhinoceros from poachers. And we got to see like what a day in the life looks like with the work that they're doing. And it was just kind of mind-blowing. Like you think of a conservationist and you don't think of someone that is quite literally putting their life on the line. Because in a lot of ways, it's an incredibly dangerous job.
Actually, that's a great point, because most people don't realize how much pressure people buying rhino horn are putting on the rhinos, and those who protect them really forcing nonprofits to be more like an armed force. And on that topic of supporting nonprofits, you have this thing that you do, the Make Yourself Foundation, which seems like a logical way that you could reverse some of the good energy you're getting, maybe go back into both of those places, India and South Africa, and tap this foundation. Why don't you explain to people listening what that foundation is?
Absolutely. Incubus started the Make Yourself Foundation as a nonprofit in, I think it was 2003. So for the past 15 or so years, we've been using band-related activities and tour-related activities to raise money and raise awareness for lots of different other not-for-profit organizations. So we essentially do like a meet and greet every show night, anywhere from like 60 to 100 people. And then each of those people, they bid on concert ticket packages through eBay. And then all of the money goes to grants that we end up giving at the end of each touring year. And the newest thing that we're organizing to work on is some way to assist the March for Our Lives at the end of this month, do anything that we can to assist these kids that are going to change the world. You just can't ignore the stuff that's been happening. You're seeing this generation of young people rise up and actually act like adults when no one else in the room is acting like adults. So we're going to do everything in our power to assist them. But that's just one example of what our charity has been able to do and attempts to do, is just to assist other good works that are happening.
And people can look for it, Make Yourself Foundation. It's online and operates sort of in the way that the United Way operates, gathering funds and then putting it into nonprofits that are doing good things. And you mentioned one there in South Africa. Hopefully you'll get a chance. Maybe you could even write a song about the rhinos or your experience and tap into that and give them some visibility. It's just great to know that there is an aspect of your organization like that. When you also think about touching people in these places, the demographics are so different. When you're playing in these countries, Brandon, and it's Brandon Boyd from Incubus that we're talking to today, when you look out in the audience like, wow, it's so different when we do a gig in Kuala Lumpur, or that you can cross the barrier of language and everything to connect with them with your music.
What's been amazing is to witness, like you just said, a culture whose, many of them, their first language is not even English. I've talked to so many of them over the years, and so many people in these places have learned to speak English through Western music, which to me is super cool.
Totally.
It's such a unique blessing to be able to be someone's window into a different part of the world. Yeah, it's a trip to see an audience filled with young people, and half the audience are wearing like a traditional hijab, but they're like singing at the top of their lungs. And then if you catch them dancing, they're wearing like Converse sneakers. You know what I mean? So one of the things that really has stuck out to me over the years, more than anything, is less the differences between us around the world and more like, wow, there's really not that much that separates us. Right. The things that separate us the most are cultural things. But once you actually get there, they don't seem as vast a divide as you would imagine, realizing how connected we all really are at the most basic levels. Like, we all want a good meal. We want a safe place to sleep. We want to listen to music. We want to dance. We want to make families. We want to do good work. And the rest of it gets kind of lost in like a political muck that we get kind of distracted by. So yeah, it's a real blessing to be able to travel around making music, because it reminds me how deeply connected we are on the most basic levels.
There's so many more things we have in common than the things that we don't have in common.
Yeah.
It's very easy to be separated. I just think it's kind of cool when you were talking about, I mean, the don't even speak the same language thing. And then you got the aspect of it that we haven't mentioned is the record. And where are they hearing the new stuff? Do they have rock stations there that your fans are picking it up on?
I think that some of the places do still have terrestrial radio that will play an alternative rock band like Incubus. But for the most part, I'm just going to take a wild guess and say it's just the internet.
And do they buy the records?
I think most of it's streaming these days. We do occasionally still autograph a physical CD. I even autographed a cassette tape on this trip. It's time warp in our hands. An amazing moment of nostalgia to hold that, but also see like our most current album in that format.
People don't buy records, huh? Can you think of the last record you bought, Brandon, where you actually bought a record, a whole album, and like, oh, I can't wait to get
the physical album?
Yeah.
I don't actually I do remember, but it was not like a new thing. I bought the score and the soundtrack to Evil Dead Part 2, but I bought it on vinyl. That's one place that a lot of people are still buying.
You don't buy CDs, huh? You're not getting a new record on a CD?
No. Still buy albums on iTunes and things like that if I really love. I've been really obsessed with the new Laura Marling CD.
Huh.
Not CD, album. See, it's ingrained in my language still, too. But I bought it on iTunes, and I've been listening to it through my phone.
You remember the Birds, right, Brandon? The Birds, turn. I had Roger McGuinn of the Birds in the studio. He's telling me, when I want to hear a new record, I just go on YouTube and I'll just play the song.
That's what most people do.
Before we wrap it up, since we're talking about albums, what was the first record you bought when you were buying records?
It was a real moment for me when I actually went to this place called Warehouse Music in the San Fernando Valley. I made the choice to buy the very first record I was going to buy. It was more that I had saved up my own money from chores, and I went and made a decision. But I bought The Cure, Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me. Before that, I got a lot of like hand-me-down mixtapes and like dubbed records from my older brother and my older sister. And it was all over the board, from like 80s synth pop to hair metal and things like that. But the first choice that I made on my own was The Cure. And I still stand behind it. That's a great record.
My first one was given to me, but I think I wanted it. Rock and Roll Over from Kiss.
Nice.
Like you, I can still listen to it.
That's awesome. Yeah, they hold very special memories that first time that we choose something on our own.
It is Brandon Boyd, Incubus, tonight, tomorrow at the Republic, and really appreciate spending some time with you on the phone today.
It's my pleasure. I look forward to chatting with you again soon, man.
Travel safe.
Thanks so much, man. Aloha, this is Brandon Boyd from Incubus, and we are right where we're supposed to be. We are tuned in to our friend Dave Lawrence. Aloha, Dave.